To the Casual Anime Podcast, where we will be discussing last season's relatively popular vampire romance, Call of the Night. Now, Karsten, first of all, hello. And second of all, am I mischaracterizing this in calling it a vampire romance?
Hello, hello, konbanwa. I think it might be true to some extent, but I don't think we've seen the evolution yet into that forage.
Yeah, because it's not very romantic. It's more like none of the characters have any idea of how to be romantic. There's some lewd jokes, but Nanusa finds them embarrassing. And Kokun is just a kid, so he has zero life experience to base anything romantic. So he doesn't know how to be romantic. So I guess we could call it like a shonen comedy romance, maybe.
Yeah, I mean it's supernatural. It would probably fit a wide term.
Yeah, and there's also this distinction between lust and love, which the show bases its entire premise on, actually. But we'll get back to that. I mean, this is a vampire world, so everything hinges on, like, how you turn into a vampire. And in this case, love is the factor, apparently. So when the vampire sucks your blood, it's like it's the love that's gonna turn you.
I mean, they have to try to keep some originality, but it's kind of a hard pill to swallow.
Yeah, and they have to stand out in some way, I guess. And that is how they do it, because, I mean, most of the tropes follow through as is usual. I mean, vampires are super strong, they can fly. I don't think they have a reflection, and they avoid sunlight and silver.
Yeah.
And they don't age. So, the thing that differentiates it, so we can get, like, the blood-sucking scenes, is to stop everyone from turning. The person being bit has to love the vampire for them to turn. And, I mean, I think that's fine. But, of course, with that comes obvious problems, because I think we should just address it. There's an obvious age difference here.
Yeah, and I mean, it could be the thing that double standard, or I don't know. If the tables were turned and it was a male vampire and a little girl, 14 years old, would this have been received well?
Probably in Japan, because they're not so squeamish about it. But I mean, if it was real, obviously it would be super bad. But this is fiction, so it's fiction, so yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's fiction, but I always have some problems with the age differentials. And, this show, I've read the manga up to the latest chapter. And,
Now, this is like this old trope of like a 500-year-old lolly vampire, because in this case, Nanusa is pretty secretive about her age, but I think she's supposed to be a young adult, so definitely not something a 14-year-old boy would naturally have a relationship with. But I don't think their relationship isn't sexual in yet, I guess, so.
Yet, yeah. I mean, there's some small, hints, or just small bits of, adolescence, basically.
Yeah. And I mean none of them are very complicated people either. We kind of get what they both want. They both want to be entertained during the nights, I guess. And they both want the company, and yeah, I mean, I guess they complete each other in a way that they don't really realize.
And quite simple characters, really.
Yeah, because both of them get irritated when they can't find the other person. And like that's the first sign of like, yeah, you obviously miss each other. So yeah. And I mean, very straightforward characters, and I mean all of that makes the show very easy to watch because the episodes passed by very quickly for me. I don't know if they did for you.
Since I've read the manga, kinda.
Oh, ruined.
No, not ruined. I wouldn't say that.
Okay.
The main thing is, I read a lot of manga and seen a lot of animes. And I can only think of one anime that's better than the manga, and that's Attack on Titan.
Oh, really? Yeah, okay.
And this comes close to that because, I just saw the show in the whole new light. A much better fleshed out and a better art.
Well, that's
And
very
then
interesting.
the neon thing in Night, I
Yeah.
just absolutely loved it.
I'm just gonna say that the K-On! Manga is horrible and the anime is pretty much exquisite, but that's because it's like a four-panel manga with like a. Well, it's a lot more fleshed out. It's like just the base story in the manga. But yeah, I guess a lot of manga that's just a concept would the anime would naturally be better.
I mean, the anime is made to sell the books, basically.
But they're not connected though, so they don't make profit in the same way, right?
No.
And the anime has to make a profit.
Yeah, and they basically do once they sell it to Crunchyroll or High Dive.
I would assume that most of
At
their
least they
profits
don't
are
lose.
domestic, and it might be from selling figurines or merch later.
Yeah, and OPED songs.
Oh yeah, I don't know actually how that would work because sometimes they get a massive artist, and sometimes they just get the voice actors to sing. So, how does that work?
I mean, the voice actors get paid by the hour, and the artist gets
But
paid a lot more.
yeah, but do they have royalties for the? Do they buy out the song? Like, is it specific? Well, I think that is too complex for a casual anime podcast without any research to go into. But if you happen to know, I guess we could go into it.
No, I don't really know that. But I mean, it's a kind of interesting topic for maybe an episode later.
Yeah.
If you want to do something like that.
Yeah, or we could segue into it when we actually have looked up some of the numbers and so on.
Yeah.
And we have concrete examples to point to, like, yeah. But yeah, I said it was easy to an easy to watch show, and at some point the episodes just meld into each other because I don't remember the sequence of events. And then suddenly, like, a time aspect is brought into play. Where they only have a 6 month window from the first bite until they can no longer turn. And then that's kind of like the point where like, okay, now he really has to find true love.
What I can say about that is in the manga, season one was 47 chapters and it was 47 nights. But in the anime, it was portrayed as 13 nights.
Yeah, okay.
Each episode was a night.
Yeah, that makes sense actually.
But, yeah.
Yeah, I don't actually remember if they had multiple nights in yeah, you're right, I think. I could be mistaken, but yeah, it's like that's quite an interesting observation. So, does he meet a lot of more interesting characters during the other nights that aren't shown?
No, it's almost identical.
Okay, so it's lo a lot of the same characters appearing night after night.
No, I mean the manga, it's the chapters are
Ah, okay.
so the volumes are 13, probably.
Yeah, because he meets a lot of weird characters who share the night with him, and whether they be other vampires, classmates, stalkers, or vampire hunters, I mean, Ko takes lectures from each and every interaction. He takes it into account, and with like this catalogue of experience, he finally finds out what he wants to do. If he wants to pursue. Yeah, all of this goes into the decision if he wants to still pursue being a vampire. So I get that's pretty nice, but I mean, yeah. It doesn't really. None of the experiences he has had while meeting weird people has really strengthened the vampire argument. So I.
Only a couple, maybe.
Yeah.
The office worker girl scene.
Yeah, but I think it just means that deep down he made up his mind all along. I think none of the others could sway him.
Yeah. Call of the night.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, do they say the title in the anime? You know the meme?
No, the OP song is Call of the Night.
Yeah. This is the desolation of Smaug. No. Oh no. Oh no.
Icy fire, yeah. What else besides this easiness to watch hooked you into the show?
Well, I think it was like a very flashy and contrasting color scheme. And a very catchy OP and ED. And, like, yeah, as I said, very simple characters that moved at a reasonable pace. And then it was kind of like humorous at places. The humor was pretty catchy, it was pretty funny, and yeah. It doesn't need a lot more than that to keep watching, if you just
No,
start watching.
I mean the comedy jazz OP. It was it's pretty nice. Kind of like a slow version of Baccano or something.
Yeah.
And the ED, the rap. I mean, I was just so hooked. I need to see the ED every time,
Oh, I mean
and that's
the
quite
first 10
realistic.
seconds is great, and then it's like because it's a great ending to each episode, it's very thematically correct, I guess. But I didn't really need to see more than the first 10 seconds.
Yeah, see, I can get better here.
Oh
That's
yeah, well. I also like the behind the scenes aspect of I think it's the OP. Where
yeah.
they pretend they're recording this, which is ridiculous because it's animated, but yeah. I think the best parts of Naruto was like the after credit snippets with the interactions, and I mean, like the fan service in the traditional sense, where they play out alternate storylines and have characters who don't interact talk to each other like out of character. And that was always the great part of Naruto because, yeah.
So you enjoyed the Hunter School
No,
after you
that's not
told.
very good, actually. I don't think that's very good. It's because you get those pause cards or whatever they are when the commercial goes. Those are pretty silly. When they have Hunter Word of the Day or whatever, and then they,
Yeah.
that's, I don't know. It's kind of like, it ruins the immersion when Gon is, has just gone Super Saiyan and has crushed Pito's skull, and then they have like a cheery conversation with Killua afterwards. Yeah, right. That kind of breaks the immersion, but yeah, okay.
Yeah, I can see that totally ruin it.
I mean, not totally. I mean, I get it. It's you can lighten the mood maybe, but yeah. So yeah, we were talking about the OP and ED. Did you notice the other music?
Only the rap parts, battle rap or something.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty great, similar to the ED, flying jazz music. No, flying rap music, I called it in my
Yeah.
notes. Other than that, I did not pay that much attention to the
No, I
music.
didn't either, and I didn't really pay much attention to the fights either because they're not really that interesting because the stakes are like zero.
Yeah, they can't really kill each other, and it goes too fast to really get a feel for it,
Yeah,
and
and
you
the
don't have a
only.
power level set really, so.
Yeah. And they kind of ruin it with that one line of like, Nanusa is more powerful than the other vampire, so. Apparently, she's really really powerful in vampire standards, so I'm not really worried about her. The only thing that's kind of like up in the air is who is gonna come and save them when they're at the school, and there's this urban legend teacher who has been abstinent for 9 years and 364 days or something.
Yeah.
So who is gonna save them? Is it gonna be Nanusa or is it gonna be someone else?
And it's kind of the thing, the show introduces new characters at the ease, you could say. The boy sleeping in the staircase. Side characters are just spawning, you could say, when they need it. Because the two main characters, you really you can't have too much time with them. You need to set them up in other situations also.
Yeah, I guess. And like if this was a normal anime, he would have gone to school like a normal person. But I like that he doesn't go to school, actually. I like that Nanusa is an alcoholic. That's pretty funny. I don't think. Is he offered a drink? I think he is at some point, right?
Some point, yeah. You know, I kind of had this thought when I was watching the show. This kind of shows all the problems Japan has to work with.
Okay.
But it's kind of hard to explain.
They apparently have like an abundance of perverts.
Yeah, I mean perverts and alcoholic, and then you have Nanusa, so that only sits in game, even though she's a vampire that can do literally anything.
Yeah, but can she go out during the day in the say like
No,
I'm
but
not actually sure she can. I've never
I
seen
mean
her outside during the day.
the standard trope in vampire thing is you find the item or the cure to go in the sunlight. We'd probably see that season 3 maybe.
Okay. So you say that there's so much more time before the deadline.
Yeah,
Okay.
it's
Yeah.
no spoilers or anything, but yeah.
Okay. That's pretty interesting. I would have guessed that is they find a way to like delay the turning. But yeah, that's just me guessing. I lost my train of thought there for a second.
Yeah. Favorite side character?
Immediately the person that jumps to mind is like the vampire crossdresser.
The boy girl?
Yeah, I
Crossover, yeah.
think crossdresser is. I don't know what he would like to. Like how he characterizes himself, because he thinks he's a boy, right? Or
Yeah.
he yeah, so.
He just
He just
thinks
like
he
he
looks
thinks
good
he's
in that woman
cute
clothing.
dressing up, I think. He thinks he looks good, which is true.
Yeah, totally. I mean, the whole time watching I mean, I read the manga also, but the whole time reading and watching, I did not even think about cross-dressing. That would be a trope in this.
Yeah, I mean, he is in the scene in the, on the when Kokun meets the other vampires, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So, and there's no hints there, I think. Not a
No.
single one.
So that's kind of why,
And I don't think there's any pronoun hints either, which is usually the normal way they do it.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's the immediate answer that came to mind, but we don't see quite a lot of him.
No, only last episode.
Yeah, I think the classmate girl is pretty funny, but I mean she's not really relevant. She's just there for like a stable character.
Yeah, a stable friend.
And like I don't know if she's meant to make Nanusa jealous, but it doesn't work, I think. I'm unsure though.
One time, maybe.
Yeah. I think the classmate boy is pretty meh all around.
Yeah.
Pretty uninteresting. He does his own
Oh, could
things.
be.
He kind of even ruins the story, but yeah. I guess he has his purpose. And then we have the vampire hunter. Which we probably will never see again.
Smoky girl. Yeah.
Oh, she is like this real, what's it called?
Sherlock Holmes,
No,
maybe.
hunter of younger men.
Yeah.
Cougar.
A cougar,
Yes,
yeah.
cougar.
I mean, pretty good character.
Pretty cool, but I don't really see how she's gonna have a chance against Nanusa.
No. I
So I
mean,
don't think it's gonna be relevant.
there's probably some epic fight scene in the future.
Oh, yeah, okay. Where Kokun throws himself in front of the bullets. And she ends up
Yeah.
shooting a child and receiving like 20 years of prison.
Silver bullets. Oh,
Yeah.
that's werewolves. Yeah.
No, it's vampires too, I think. It's like pure metal and wooden stakes and so forth and so yeah, so on and so forth.
Yeah. I thought wooden bullets was for vampires and silver for werewolves, but yeah. I mean, The kind of funniest thing about the show for me, lewd jokes and the cuddle service business that they've set up.
Yeah, because she realizes she can't probably do anything else.
No.
And it's like a cover to suck blood of like horny men, maybe.
And it's genius, really. How else would you go unnoticed when you don't have glamour or something to hypnotize them with?
Yeah, sure. But I don't know. It's like we don't see a lot of customers or returning customers, I guess. There's a few that apparently do show up, but like I don't think she is available even half of the nights.
No, not after she meets Ko-chan, at least.
Yeah, and also it's like one of the big issues that's tearing her up is that she thinks she's tricking him by only showing him the cool aspects of the night. But I think what both of them realize is that, well, especially after like the dates they had too, is like romantic films and dates, and none of that really matters. What matters is that they enjoy each other's company, and it's like she just says, well, just keep on doing what you were doing because I enjoy your company, which is basically the line from, oh, this is a throwback, Jose and the Tiger and the Fish, I think. It's like, you're lucky they got to spend time with you because anyone would like spending time with you or whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Three drunk guys always show up.
Are they the same guys? I think they're the same guys every time.
They're the same guys. I mean, it's it's a funny trio to bless the show.
Yeah, I think it would be funnier if they were progressively doing something else, right?
Yeah,
Like if
groping
there
and
was
stuff.
no, if they're progressively like once they're drunk and like the second time like they realize something, one of them collapses or something, hospital, and then there's one less of them, and then suddenly they're like all anti-drinking and all of that. That would be pretty
Oh,
funny.
that went really dark.
Well, this is a lot like they learn from their mistakes, right? Or like something like that. There's like a progression there.
Yeah, I can see it.
So yeah, what did you think of the ending where they left off?
I mean, it's basically just season two waiting thing. Nothing is concluded.
Is it?
The only thing that's concluded is that she's gonna try. Now she's gonna put her full power behind it.
Yeah, but I mean, he could have tried all of this time and they could have succeeded without any input from Nanusan because she likes his blood.
Yeah. But it takes two to tango.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. because I'm sure that oh, what's his name? The other vampire doesn't love his all. Yeah, he doesn't love all his subjects, so it's not that hard apparently.
Oh, I meant the blonde girls. Yeah. And that was the thing also, we didn't see boy vampires for a long while. I was kinda starting to see a trend Maybe boys can't be vampires in this universe.
Until they were.
Yes. Suddenly.
Well, suddenly there were like three of them. And one of them was under our noses all of this time. So yeah.
And
No, but I
yeah.
mean, I think it could end there without any other follow-up. I think that would be an okay end, actually.
No, for you maybe.
They going forward, doing their best, being comfortable with each other. I think that's because it
Yeah.
requires quite a lot to continue from here. It's like it has to be more set in stone what's whatever happens going forward. You have to commit to something
Yeah.
and
If you count the chapters, it's 47 chapters for season one. And they've gotten up to 150 now. So if they're trying to set up more seasons, it would probably go to season three.
yeah, sure. But I mean, it's like any anime. It has to end somewhere. And I
Well, they
think.
tried with Naruto, but then came Boruto.
Yeah. Well, the problem with Naruto is that they have like a continuing storyline from like 10 generations before Naruto. So it
Yeah.
would actually be weird if it all stopped with Naruto. Right? Because he is like. His father was a hero before him, and there's like a bunch of Hokage who were heroes before even they were born, so it would just be unnatural if it stopped with Naruto.
Yeah.
He's not really even special in this in this line of thinking. It's like Lord of the
Have you
Rings.
watched
It's like,
Boruto?
no, I have. Well, I watched a few episodes. It's like Lord of the Rings. It's like three ages of Middle Earth, and there are heroes in every single one of them.
Yeah. Whew. Yeah. One I've read all the books, so
That's impressive.
yeah, boring Spanish vacation. So yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So back to t the topic at hand. The ending, the score, the score.
Score. I'm rating it an 8 because I really enjoyed the easiness, the music, the animation, the lewdness. Yeah. Pretty hyped about that. The manga wasn't that graphical. So, yeah.
Yeah, I might deserve an 8, but I'm probably just giving it a 7. That's because it's not. At the end of the day, it's not that interesting. They didn't make it interesting enough.
Yeah, I can see it. Yeah.
It should be
We
even
watched
more feeling in it, I think. And it's. And although I think they did succeed in the ending, as in. I thought it could have ended there and I would have been satisfied. I think they could have done so much more with it. It's kind of like a Ghibli film. It's like, well, you have to rate it in the potential it could have had and what they had to work with.
Yeah.
And I think they could have done a lot better. That might be an unpopular opinion because I think this series is very popular indeed.
I mean, it got an 8.7 or something, so it's not really that popular
8.7
if you
is
compare it
pretty high, isn't it? It's the highest that
to
season, right?
8.17.
Okay. Oh yeah, okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But it did, I think it had like one of the highest viewer counts or something
Watch
like that.
numbers, yeah.
Yes. Okay.
I mean, it scored the same as Overlord,
Okay, so
so.
that means basically that our review is not gonna impact anything. So yeah. Is there anything you like to add to this? I think
If you
I've.
want to start the manga, go to chapter 47. It's pretty great after that. Really enjoying it, so yeah.
Well, a lot of manga is great. So, what do you score the manga? Let's put it this way, from 1 to 10.
Now you're putting me at a bad spot.
So.
Really. Manga, 8
Okay,
also.
so the same, basically. So, yeah, okay. But that means that there's a lot of manga that's probably better, that you should probably read before it.
One Piece, 10 out of 10.
Something maybe less time consuming, but yeah.
Less time consuming. Okay, you wanna. What am I reading? Let's see. If you're putting me on the spot. Kingdom. Yeah, I've started the manga. Buying, yeah.
Yeah, Kingdom. Well, we might watch Kingdom.
We do?
I
Okay.
don't know.
I watch. I
Nothing set in stone yet. We might
I'm
watch Eminence of Shadow.
so in love. I'm so in love with the show. Both manga and series.
Yeah, okay.
I even ordered two books from this period of time from China.
Then we I might actually watch Kingdom.
Yeah, I think you really would enjoy this because you like strategy and
Well, I'm gonna
so.
enjoy in scare quotes the ending of Made in Abyss.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's gonna be terrifying or really good. Who knows? Probably both.
Probably both.
The same with
I haven't
Samurai
watched
Render.
three last episode of Made in Abyss, so
Oh, I think I have more than that left. And I
yeah.
probably have like 18 episodes of Summertime Render.
Oh.
Then we have the Spy and Family.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a lot of things going on. Need to catch up on.
Yeah, and Chainsaw Man is starting.
Oh, yes.
It's
It is.
a really good read, and probably a watch too.
Yeah, I'm gonna observe what happens to Chainsaw Man. Might pick it up after a few episodes. So yeah.
Yeah, it's
Yeah. You were saying it's good?
Mob Psycho 3.
Yeah, if we're counting sequels, we
I mean,
have too much to watch, so yeah.
yeah, I'm gonna watch it anyways, but yeah.
Oh, Bleach is coming out with something, right?
Yeah. Adapting the law,
The Thousand Year War arc or something.
Yes.
So hopefully it's not the same people that did the previous things, right? Hopefully. Might be.
It's Pierrot, so but it's airing on Disney Plus, so that's something new.
Okay, then hopefully they're not staying too faithful to the manga either. Hopefully they
I
go
haven't
their own way, but I
read
think
it,
it's very
so.
difficult to do that with something like Bleach,
Yeah.
because there's gonna be a lot of angry fans, even though the Bleach manga is horrible after a while, so yeah. Who knows?
Yeah, at least the art went to the shit.
Oh, the story
Yeah.
too. It's like repeating
Ah,
time is a flat
I enjoyed
circle.
it. Yeah.
But anyway, I think we're getting off topic and rambling. Anything else before we wrap this up?
No, I don't think so. You can follow us on SoundCloud, Twitter. The Casual Anime Pod. You can find us on every podcast service you have, Apple Podcast, give us a rating and review, and yeah, we'll be happy for that.
All right, excellent. Until next time.
Goodbye.